We're doing our class in Jewish history, and we were up to the year 2418, and we had learned about the tribe of Ephraim, the descendants of Ephraim, 30,000, who tried to leave Egypt early. And in the Michilta, in Parshas Bishalach, so it quotes that there was Shutalach, who had a son Zeved. They were descendants of Ephraim. And over there it says there were 200,000 who left Egypt 30 years before the redemption, and they were murdered by the people of Gat, the Philistines of Gat. And it says they went against the covenant. They left before the time. They went against the vow which Hashem made us promise that we would maintain our end of the covenant. We were supposed to be in Egypt until 30 years later. Now, during all of this time, Moshe is still king in Africa, in this land of Cush, and people like him. He is just, he is honest, and the people of Cush all respect him. We move forward to the year 2428, and a man by the name of Hur is born. When he is 8 years old, he has a child named Bezalel. So Bezalel is only 8 years younger than his father. We're going to see that when we erect the temple, Bezalel is around 13 years old. So his father, Hur, is 21 years old. Right? 13 plus 8, 21. Now,
in the tabernacle.
Yeah. So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sanhedrin that the nature of people changed. That in the days we were in Egypt, people could have children when they were younger. The Talmud questions this, not about this, about other things. The Talmud says that even in the days of King David, people were able to have children when they were younger. It's interesting that we find in South America that girls develop more quickly. At a younger age, they develop. They hit puberty. We're finding here in Israel and in the United States that girls that eat a lot of soy will develop at a much younger age. They can even have their period at a younger age. You know, a girl age 9 could be fully developed. Not what we're used to. Usually it's around 12, 13 that a girl starts developing. So a person's diet and climate can greatly affect when they start developing. Science is in the process of researching this, but experience has taught us this. So the Jews in Egypt were not only in Egypt, also in Israel. We do find in the Torah and in Nevi'im that at a younger age they could have children. And you see in the days of Talmud, they looked back at it and said, how did that work? And they said, yeah, things were different back then. We'll get there, So, who was she?
Right.
Who was she? Very nice. Okay, we're up to the year 2335. Moshe has been king in the land of Cush for 40 years. And the queen goes over to the nobles, and she says to them, I've been with this man for 40 years, and he hasn't touched me. And we all worship the pagan gods of Cush, and he doesn't worship them with me. So listen here, he should not be our king. He's not one of us. So
they made him the king emeritus.
They made him the king, but she comes and she's posting this complaint. She says, I have a son, Menachrim, my eldest son. I want him to be king over you. He's better. He'll serve the same God as we do. Why should this guy who was a servant of the Egyptian king be our king? Who's he? He's not one of us. And they accepted it. So they anoint Menachrim, the son of Kukianus, and they were scared to ask Moshe to leave because they saw that whatever Moshe did was successful. And they remembered that they promised him. So they didn't want to do him any harm. They gave him a bunch of gifts, and they sent him off with great honor. Moshe is 67 years old when he leaves Cush, and that's the year 2435. He goes into all kinds of details here that aren't so relevant to us. When Moshe leaves there, he goes to the city of Midiana. He goes to Midian. And he's there by the well, and that's when Reuel's seven daughters come out to give the sheep to drink. The shepherds start chasing them. Moshe saves them. The shepherds are ready to violate the girls. Moshe not only saves the girls from the hands of the shepherds, he goes back, befriends the shepherds, and works out an understanding with them that they won't harm the girls again. Meaning he doesn't just deal with saving the girls from the shepherds. He comes back and wants to work things out so that in the long run, the shepherds will start behaving more properly. So he gives all the shepherds sheep to drink, and then he sits down and talks to the shepherds and convinces them that this isn't the way to behave. And then he comes to Yisro. And Yisro hears that he's a fugitive from Pharaoh. So Yisro says, I can't do this. And he throws Moshe into a dungeon. He throws him into a cell. So now Moshe is in a cell, and he will spend 10 years in prison by Yisro. And the Egyptians start making the servitude worse on the Jews. And this is where we'll pick up Be'ezrat Hashem next time.
I'm confused. I didn't...